Well, a little bit. So if you go back to last year, we know we talked quite a bit about the drought in Brazil, or the drier conditions in Brazil, and it backed off of their soybean estimates. They originally, I think, were looking at 138 to 140 million metric tons, and they ended up with about 125 to 127 million metric tons, so well off of what they were originally looking at. That's reflected into their soybean exports, and so far, for what we're looking at in January, they're down about 1.1 million metric tons from last year's shipments, and then their sales and shipments from all the way back April through now are down almost 13 million metric tons. So they are backing off. But if you remember, as we talked about it last year, that was the time when the rains actually came in for that safrina crop in corn. They had a very good safrina crop, and they had a big production on their corn. So now you're looking at that deal getting done with the Chinese that they can ship to they can ship corn to China. And all of a sudden, you've got year over year up 2.4 million metric tons on corn. And since April, they're up 26.4 million metric tons. So quite a bit more corn shipping out out of Brazil. And it's kind of reflected in our own domestic situation, where we've seen really lackluster sales and shipments of corn, but very good shipments of beans. So we're seeing the tale of two crops here at this point.